On today's episode of ClearPath, your roadmap for health and wealth, we discuss Medicaid, the health insurance program for low-income children and adults. I'm your host, Jeff Peters. Joining us is Hector De La Torre, the executive director of Transamerica Center for Health Studies. He's here to talk about their state-by-state Medicaid guide. Hector, thanks for being here today. How about explaining to everyone the basics of Medicaid?
Well, first of all, Medicaid is not Medicare. A lot of people confuse the two programs, and Medicare is the health insurance program for senior citizens. We will all, at some point, be on Medicare. It's pretty hard to avoid it. But we will not be on Medicaid. Medicaid is a joint federal and state program that's available in all states and the District of Columbia, and it provides health coverage to low-income children, pregnant women, parents, adults, and individuals with disabilities. So again, it's a subset of the population that at some point, based on their income, can qualify for Medicaid. TCHS has always tried to help folks understand and navigate the complex parts of the U.S. healthcare system. And we have previously released, as you know, a 50-state health insurance exchange guide for Obamacare. Now we are doing the same for Medicaid, because each state administers their program a little bit differently.
This can be complicated since Medicaid programs in every state have their own way of doing things. I can see why you have a state-by-state guide on your website. Tell us how this works and what information folks can find there.
Well, again, this free guide, as is everything on our website, is on our website. It has information on Medicaid for each of the 50 states. So it's a little bit different for each of the states and the District of Columbia. And users can learn about how to apply for Medicaid in their state, the eligibility requirements, income levels to qualify, which can be different state by state, what medical services are covered, and much more. It is one of the few resources of its kind anywhere we look.
Well, this is a great public service you're providing. We've got healthcare debates in Washington, D.C. Potential changes are possible at any moment. Do you address that?
Yes, absolutely. All 50 states, including Maryland, Virginia, D.C., and Delaware, are up to date, and we will monitor for any changes and make adjustments on that state's page as it happens. Medicaid is a significant part of health coverage in the United States. Our most recent consumer healthcare survey, for example, found that for those who obtained health insurance in the past year, so newly insured in the last year, 22% now received healthcare through Medicaid. So it is a significant chunk of health coverage for the newly insured. And beyond that, people reported that the most felt impact of the Affordable Care Act on health insurance choices was that increase in access to Medicaid.
Yeah, this affects so many people. Now, you mentioned the Affordable Care Act having an impact on Medicaid. Do your state guides explain that connection?
Yeah, absolutely it does. Every state guide page has a section that helps people understand the connection between the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, and the Medicaid program in their state. For example, Maryland is one of the states that decided to expand their Medicaid program so childless adults and high medical need individuals earning up to $1,387 per month for a household of one can qualify, and obviously it grows if there's more people in the household. Mm-hmm. One thing that has not changed is that individuals and families can apply for Medicaid year-round online at the Maryland Health Connection website.
Well, thanks again for joining us, Hector, and keeping us informed about healthcare options. You can learn more about the Medicaid program in Maryland and in other states by visiting transamericacenterforhealthstudies.org and finding the state Medicaid guide under the Affordable Care Act tab. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeff Peters.